Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. I just want eternal life. I just want eternal life.
Living this world, trying to be different. Look, I swear it gets tempting. Y'all be like him. Please don't be like me. Y'all know we all sinners in this thing called life, but I may have y'all be. Time after time, day after day, I swear this flesh gets weak. Lord, I need your helping hand. Guide me through the things that I can't understand. Take me from a boy and make me to a man. I just wanna enter to your promised land. And I know that I can, and I know that I will. But my sin earned a bill, and my pockets can't peel. So when the judgment is near, I will have no fear. No, you still near, no, you still care. That cross you bear, that blood you shed. For my burdens, my Lord, look, you left them there. You was there, said, put them on my tab. I got him, put them on my tab. You paid that price for me. I wasn't there, I see. And that penalty was death. Not cause how good I've been. You saved me in my sin. Work it won't get you in. Work it won't get you in. Stay on a mission, just to look. Don't be afraid to be different. I know you're not perfect. My grace is sufficient. That's why I give you purpose. To worship me, his spirit and in truth. I formed you in your mother's womb before the world ever knew you. Spend every day with me, you hurt. Son, come pray to me. Not only when you need me, sometimes reach out and greet me. Believe in me, like I believe in you. I got your life in the palm of my hands. I promise to never harm you or leave you, betray you, forsake you. Every trial you go through was set upon just for your breakthrough. So walk by faith and not by sight. It's easier to walk in darkness when you know the light. So take flight, we on to a new life. Streets of gold, happiness, peace, filled with eternal life. If I take my time, would you still believe? It takes patience and faith to reap my promises.
Been through the fire, been through the flood. Done a lot of things that I'm so ashamed of. But I know you died to save my soul. So if that's what you want from me, then you get it without guarantee. Cause I just wanna see your face in that beautiful holy place. So if I can't see you now, I know I'll see you somewhere. Walk by faith and not by sight. I just wanna see your mind. Oh, if that's what you want from me, sir, then that's what you get from me. Oh, walk by faith and not by sight. I walk by faith, not by sight. I walk by faith and not by sight. I just want eternal life.
Faith and not by sight. Good morning, family. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. Yes, this is Pastor E live with you here. Real talk with Pastor E. Yes, real issues, relevant topics, restoring solutions, and all new, all current news and events that's going on in our society. Yes, we are celebrating, what celebration? Watch. Yes, we're celebrating the prevention of suicide in the month of September. Yes, September is suicide prevention, which should be every day. We have these months that are designated, but I believe everything we talk about should be a daily thing. But join me weekly for a variety of those real talk discussions and current events aimed at discovering the truth that will set us free. Yes, we will discuss real life issues in and out of our communities with special guests dedicated to discovering the truth and exposing the lies we face. Family, now is our time to build. It's build our confidence to step out of the box, our courage to conquer our fears, our hope to exceed our expectations, our belief that we can manifest our dreams, and faith to believe in what we cannot see, and trust to know that there is a higher purpose for our lives in God, and we regain our birthrights through Jesus Christ. When? Now. Here's our disclosure for any broadcast on the Now Network. We are fully devoted to Jesus Christ. We believe that the door of salvation is always open to those that search for the truth. And with open arms, our ministry demonstrates God's love and concern for our fellow man at every given opportunity. And yes, through works of charity and by acts in love, we feel that we are walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, and we will reach the lost and unsaved. Amen. Come on, let's celebrate Jesus today. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Oh, bless it, bless it. Put your hands together. Amen, amen. Well, good morning. As I said, we are diving into, and I believe that we were led by our team that is being already being formatted to now on this subject of suicide before September got here. I don't know if I got set up for that or not, but we're here and we are so grateful that God has put this assignment on us. And yes, we can help. I want to put this out there right now that we can help prevent suicide. Every year, the Lifeline and other mental health organizations and individuals across the United States and around the world raise awareness of suicide prevention, not only during the month of September, but nationally, weekly, daily, with the National Suicide Prevention Foundation. Always, if you're dealing with any type of awareness of suicide, or maybe you're feeling that you may be going through some things that are making you feel out, always dial 988 anywhere in America, 988, and you will find a hotline and a resource through 988. We have some other numbers for you today also. Yes, September is National Suicide Prevention Month. It's like all month, mental health advocates everywhere, prevention organizations, survivors, allies, and community members unite to promote suicide prevention awareness and to be available. I believe World Suicide Prevention Day is September 10th, and that's time to remember those affected by suicide, to raise awareness and to focus on efforts on directing treatment to those who need it the most. A couple of things that that I've been studying is the Be the 1-2. Be the 1-2. Be the 1-2 is the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline's message for National Suicide Prevention Month and beyond, which helps spread the word about actions we all take to prevent suicide. The Lifeline Network and its partners are working to change the conversation from suicide to suicide prevention. Thank you. To action that can promote healing, help, and give hope. And we're going to be just taking some courses and learning more things about this because we want to be a lifeline. So, number one thing that I'm learning, this is as far as I got, because there's in the hashtag be the 1-2, and it's spelled out hashtag B-E, capital B-E, capital T-H-E, number one, capital T-O, be the 1-2. You want to hashtag that and start putting that in your posts and things like that. That means you are now becoming an advocate for promote national suicide prevention forever. But the number one thing I was getting to is that the number one is to ask. Research shows that people who are having thoughts of suicide feel relief when someone asks after them in a caring way. Findings suggest acknowledging and talking about suicide may reduce rather than increase suicide detection. And communication is that being able to talk, being able to listen, and being able to not be judgmental. I know that diving into this arena, and I know that taking on this cross, that we have to be very, 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 very careful our methods on how we communicate. And We have to have not a judgmental spirit in this asking form. We're not asking, we're not asking, are you having these things? We're asking, are you okay? We're asking the question, is that, do you need a friend? We're asking a question, can we pray? It may not be for any particular reason, but just to be aware and ask questions, and ask questions that are willing to receive the answers. Second, you got to just be there. Individuals are more likely to feel less depressed, less suicidal, less overwhelmed, and more hopeful after speaking to someone who listens without judgment. And just sometimes just being there. Hey, man, you know, I see you go, you know, you mentioned something that you were going through in this in your life, and I said, come to the church. Maybe I just need to ride my bike around here and come see you. Perfect illustration. Now, it wasn't suicide in this testimony, but it was loss of family and just going through. And I said, hey, come around to the church. And he never showed up, you know. And I passed by, hadn't seen him out for a while, and seen his truck move back and forth. And so I know he's still here. And I just said, wow, maybe I need to go visit him. A lot of times inviting people to a church is a turnoff. I'm just going to be 100 with you. Most of the time, inviting somebody to a church or telling them to go talk to the pastor at the church is probably not going to work, because people think the church is out to get something. And eventually, I know I just heard 10 cries. Not true. It's not true. But not what it is and what it looks like it is. And there has been a tarnishment on the church that we're in the process of rebuilding right now as we speak. But until then, we got to continue to show a different way of doing things. So in this, God said, get on your bike and ride. Just go on, just make a block. Hit the corner, and there he was. And at first, the look on his face was, oh, he wants to tell me to come to the church. And I said, hey, brother, what's going on? I said, man, you know, God told me that I was wrong inviting you to the church, because I am the church. And I started giggling just like that. And God told me to bring the church to you. I said, man, what can I do to help you? He said, man, you just helped me to know that you're thinking about me. Wow. Blew me away and showed me a different method. And in these trying times of depression, in these trying times of loneliness, in these times of hard times, money is scarce. Food is scarce. Resources are scarce. Assistance is scarce. You never know what someone is going through. We have to learn just to be there and be there just to support, and not to even come in with a judgmental spirit, but to just be there. Number three, we got to keep them safe. When the number one of studies that I'm reading is as it indicated that when lethal means are made less available or less deadly, suicide rates by that method decline, and frequently suicide rates overall decline. That when we are willing to work on safety for people, and when you ask and when you're there, you can see what it's going to take us to do this. Number four, we can't just give people resources. We have to be willing to stay connected. Studies indicate that helping someone at risk create a network of resources and individuals for support and safety can help them take a positive action and reduce feelings of hopelessness. One thing I applaud Minister Michael at his facility where the Veterans Council that he's a part of is ministering and helping, is that he does a lot to keep people connected. Because you don't know what's going on that late night hour while you know someone's dealing with depression or dealing with so many of these different mental diseases that we're faced against, but help stay connected. Number five, we got to follow up. Studies have shown that brief, low cost intervention and supportive ongoing contact may be more important part of suicide prevention, especially for individuals after they've been discharged from hospitals or care services. And don't think, believe this, a person may have attempted and by God's grace were saved. That does not remove the depression. It does not take away the disease of what spiritual entity is after them. To what? Steal, kill, and destroy. And they're using themselves, using that same victim to do it to themselves. So we have to be willing to follow up and not just, you know, get a person help. And then when they come out, you think they still don't need us to ask and to be there to keep them safe and to stay connected. And number six, we must get the message kits. We must get the resources. We must do events. We must have more information on our website. Thank you, Holy Spirit. More assignments. And take this serious, that we're going to push this as a means daily to ask, to be there, to keep safe, to stay connected, to follow up, to learn more. And there's many resources that we're going to be able to get. I'm learning through the hashtag Be The One Too fellowship and get this information out to everyone. Numbers are crazy when you look at it. You know, do the research on it and see that CDC is releasing the latest provisional estimates for suicide deaths in the United States in 2022. And it says after declining in 2019 and 2020, suicide deaths increased approximately 5% in the United States in 2021. And we know why. And then the provisional estimates released today indicate that suicide deaths further increased in 2022, rising from 48,183 deaths in 2021 to an estimated 49,449 deaths in 22, and an increase of approximately 2.6%. There are some groups, the Alaskan Native people, the Indian American Indians, they have decreased, I think, 6.1%. And people 10 to 24 years old down by 8. Those are great numbers, and we'd love to decrease, but there's more work we can do. And that's our cry out to you today, is that you're willing to team up with us to now reach those that are in need, those that need help, those that you may have experienced that. You come and join with us at P2P Community Development, and we may have just adopted a new name. I'm going to share that today and just get the team's thoughts if you're on board today. But P2P is getting ready to grow. I hope somebody out there just, I heard about 5 people right then. We're in the now. P2P is about to grow, and we're already growing because we're asking, we're seeking, and we're knocking, and we're believing God is doing great works through our efforts. But that's where we need you. That's where this is not a talk show, informational show. And we know that we can do it because of God. We know we can do it because Jesus has already laid down his life for any sin. Now, there's a lot of myths, a lot of things about suicide and Christianity and are you going to heaven? And that's not this topic today. But I know one thing. If God could save me and I was committing suicide in my life, it wasn't a gun to my head, it wasn't a knife to my throat, it was the lifestyle, it was the things I was putting in my body, I know I might have one other witness out there with me today, but if he could save me from the suicide that I was committing on my own life, he could save anybody. So let's not be, as I said before, judgmental or condemning. Let's understand sin is sin. Let's all be forgiven. Let's all get it right. And let's all share this love that Christ has given us, that we can see the difference in ourselves, not just other people, but that we can see the difference in ourselves. Amen. I don't know if my team is out there today. I haven't seen any hands raised up, but if any of my, and I don't know you by name anymore because you're the, you are the Real Talk Reporters. Please hit 1 on your if you have some information that I know you do to share about suicide prevention, Dial one, come on in. Dial one, come on in. Dial one, come on in. Or you know I will. No, thank you. Dial one, come on in. Real Talk reporter, Minister Alexis, how are you this morning? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Giving glory and praise to God this morning that we're here. And we pray for those who have lost someone during the night. Yes, we are. I did do some research, and there is a outreach program as well in each city. You can call anonymous. It's the 1-800 or the 188 number for suicide prevention. Actually, there was a child in my daughter's school that was going through something with their students there, and school just started. She felt like an outcast, and she just was like, I don't want to go back to school. This is not a place for me to be. And she might have had a lot of other stuff going on. She's only 12. So with a cry out like that, you know, we need to research ourselves, not just wait on somebody to say, you know what, maybe you should do this. But look in resources in your schools. So they reached out to the student, and she was going under a lot of pressure with peer pressure and at home. And this is a 12-year-old little girl who did not want to be here anymore. So the schools have counseling. Go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't want to cut you off. I just want to kind of bounce off that real quick, because that was one of the things that I researched, is that most people that are going through suicidal thoughts give warning signs.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not natural to want, and this is, most, there's not natural for most people to want to kill themselves or to take their lives. And those thoughts and those demonic attacks that are coming against are, people normally show signs. That's why we have to be more aware. Excuse me, but go ahead. When you said that, it was like, oh, you forgot to mention that. But they mostly show signs, so you got to be more aware.
It does. As a matter of fact, my daughter and I were, my oldest daughter, Dejanay, were talking, and there was a gentleman who was about to kill himself, and instead of the person that he was reaching out to was encouraging him to do it. And sometimes you have to be careful on who you talk to. The first sign is, if someone is encouraging you, that's nothing but demonic, and that's nothing but evil, because God's not going to tell you, child, take your life. He gave his only begotten son for us, you know. And this lady, she, I don't know what happened to her or if she was charged with any crime, but this gentleman went ahead and he took his life because someone told him it was okay. It's not okay.
Oh my God. No,
it's not okay. This happened a couple of years ago, and we had just started talking about it because we started, we see that Vanessa, our granddaughter, my granddaughter, and she has changed. She's starting to shine. She's starting, her appearance is starting to look, you know, more acceptable. And when you talk to your children openly and not judge them, it makes a big difference. It really does. And it's good to see that her other friends are starting to see that. So I see a big change in her friends. So parents, you know, teachers, if you're on here, ministers, the little tiniest encouragement makes a big difference, and you can save a life. And then that one life can save others.
That's right. That's right. You never know. You never know. You know, you could be standing somebody. That's why awareness is very strong, because you could be standing next to somebody that we don't know. That's how intense it has to get. That we're so aware, even when we're not around familiar surroundings or around people that we spend time with. You know, thank God that we're there for those that we see daily. But what about those that are walking down the street and we see something? We know, wait a minute, isn't that what's the name's brother or something, sister? What's wrong with him? And we think, oh, he crazy. That we see, oh, my God, I've heard that so many times, that, oh, he crazy. Mm-hmm. What'd you call him that? You know, and I shared this, and I know the covenant partners will be in total agreement, but that is the main objective of the enemy. Not to kill or steal your money, not to kill and steal your relationships, not to kill and steal your houses and your cars. He's here to kill, steal, and destroy your mind. everything else. Once you lose your mind, you lose everything because you ain't going to go to work anymore. You're not going to pay your bills anymore. And before you know it, you're desolate out in these streets walking around because now you've been overtaken in the mind. And we have to fight better as believers. And that's why our cry is that we are totally devoted to Jesus. And Jesus is here to save lives and for all men to repent. So we have to do better. Thank you so much. I'm bringing you back in. I know once me and Pastor Terry talking, you something else will come back up. I will bring you back in a minute. Thank you so much, Real Talk Reporter. Real Talk Reporter, Pastor Terry, come on in. Good morning.
Good morning. Praise God, my beautiful family, and all the listeners on board, family. Pastor E, I'm listening to you and Minister Yvonne, and I'm feeling the passion. The passion, as you said, our mission is saving souls. And I do love and appreciate how you have laid the foundation of the steps that we should be taking. Because like we said, this is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. And when we speak of suicide, most of us think of only mental illness. Mental illness is not the only factor. You went over a couple of them this morning, Pastor E, when you said loneliness, financial crisis, and social factors. And I heard Minister Yvonne say something about her granddaughter, shame. Teenagers go through a period of shaming. They can be shamed by their peers. So this is something, like you said, we have to listen. We have to listen and recognize the symptoms. And then as us, like you said, Pastor, we can't get them in the church, but meet them where they are, that they can have that trust in us. Because, like you said, we got to take the stigma of the church because a lot of people are saying when you go to church, church folks talk about you. We're not supposed to talk about them. We're supposed to be helping them. Because, like my nephew that's in heaven now, he used to say, everybody worry about the plank and they ain't got to worry about our own planks. So I always say, praise you know, we got to know the risk factors. There's certain groups that's at high risk. Depression, bipolar, autism. You know, there's some that has personal anxiety. Then some that have alcohol. We know that alcohol and substance abuse. So we have to recognize the risk, and we have to approach them where they are, and we have to be careful, too, about, like, even with the news reporting. They put a stigma on suicide. They got to be careful how their reporting is and how we approach
it.
So I'm excited about this, Pastor E, because we need a platform where the youth, and then, like we said, also there's seniors that commit suicide. And then there's, when we said financial crisis, but there's some celebrities that are committing suicide. And they have finances. So, like you said, the mind. If your mind is not right, that's what can trigger it. So we're here as people of God, as believers in Christ Jesus, to strengthen the mind. The mind tells the whole body what to do. So praise be to God. I'm excited about this because that's our mission, is to save souls. Amen? Amen.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I want you guys to remember hashtag be the one too. Hashtag B-E, capital B-E, capital T-H-E, number one, capital T-O. Hashtag be the one. Let's start adding that to our post. I'm going to get some ribbons and some other. Again, that's hashtag capital B, E, capital T-H-E, the number one, capital T-O.
Capital T-O.
And I'm pretty sure if you need it all, Lord, Clay, it's going to come up too.
Right. Got it now.
But I wanted to tap in with you because you said something that really made me remember. Another note is that when I was doing research about men and suicide, the highest statistic is from divorce or a cheating situation. With men, they either are going to retaliate, especially if it's with a divorce, and then they see them with someone they used to all go to the same club or fellowship together, go to the same church.
Right.
Men are either going to kill or going to retaliate against her or themselves. Divorce is big with men, especially when It may have been their fault, but divorce and losing the family and losing that connection and then that isolation, it leads to that also. Seniors, mostly when they're put into a convalescent, they feel left alone already. And a lot of them, I'm not bashing senior homes, but I've worked in them at an early age, so I know it has to change a lot. But a lot of times, it's just like moving cattle around from the TV room back to the room for medication, back here to eat. You know, there's really no personal activity unless there's a nice ministry that may come in once a week, and that's not enough. You know, and so in that in that time of laying in a hospital bed, wondering and confused and lonely. You can see people pulling the IVs out and things like that I've witnessed also. So there's this everyone. This is not something that just a disease for one type of person. Anyone could be affected with this disease, suicide. And we're going to work harder. I'm dedicated to get the resources and everything that we can now implement this with P2P Community Development. And it's not. I know it's not an overload because God instructed me to even pull this up, and that's why we're here to do that.
Pastor,
if you're out
may
there,
I piggyback
yes,
off
ma'am.
You?
Good on,
news.
Piggyback.
You know, I remember I told you good news. My Korean neighbors that had put their mom in a facility, she's back home with them. The prayers.
Yes.
Back home with them, because like you said, you cannot think you're there. You got to talk to them. You got to hear them out. They're right. You got to. Because like you said, you worked in the facility, not it too. And they'll just go downhill. But praise God, she's back at home with her family.
Oh,
she's doing well. She's eating again. Prayer, the power of prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Did you ever work at Bakersfield Convalescent?
I worked at some. I was a nurse manager at Bakersfield Convalescence. Yes, I did. I was a nurse manager. But when I worked...
I was the maintenance supervisor there for 3 years.
See?
I used to run that facility. Yeah, I used to do the maintenance in that facility. I'm just saying, we may have crossed paths before.
Yes, indeed. Amen.
Yep. No, I just thought about that. No wonder I like you. Anyway, to God be the glory.
Praise God.
And praise
all
God. Thank
glory.
You so much, Pastor Terry. Thank you, thank
Amen.
You, thank you. And you're out there, and something that we have said is just brought awareness to you, and I don't want you to feel that you feel shame or feel that that you just called here today and got picked on. I want you to know that God had a purpose for you to hear everything that he spoke to us. And we're here for you. We're here to first ask, are you okay? And we're here to listen, and we're here to support, and we're here to connect, and we're here to grow, and we're here to love. And we want you to know you can dial 1 right now, and don't even state your name. We do have a private green room that if you need a personal place to talk to myself or one of the team, we're available for you. But don't leave here without the answers that we may have or the resources that we may be able to share, and know that we're here for you. This is not to build numbers. If you know anything about the Now Network, this is not a number building network. This is a family building network of support, that we have a place to come and to fellowship together, that we can trust one another and build these relationships. How many relationships have we built on this network together that we are still connected, everyone here? Those that I don't know your number, I'm glad you're here. There's many on the line that I don't know your area code. I don't look them up. Those that are here, I know the covenant numbers because they're at every broadcast. But you're still family too. And don't feel alone. Don't let this get away from you today. And you may be here and you're not thinking about suicide, of taking your life immediately. You may be someone as crazy as me, just a long-term suicidal person that's doing the wrong things to my body, doing the wrong things to my mind, not trusting in, and I need to know more about him. Oh, please dial 1. If there's any reason for this broadcast, it's to share the love of Jesus Christ and that he will save the lost that want to be found. My God, he will save the lost that want to be found. If that's you, dial 1. We want to talk to you. We want to give you the starting kit, get you involved, and bring you on into the family of Jesus Christ. Amen? Anybody else want to just shout out? We got a few minutes here that we will take on comments, questions, or anything that you may need on today. Other than that, I'm going to bring back in Minister Yvonne for her closing remarks, then Pastor Terry for her closing remarks, and then we're going to pray out of here and see you at church tomorrow.
Yes.
Minister Yvonne.
Actually, I was just online right now. I'm going to start taking suicide prevention courses to probably join one of those as we can do in our own community. You know, especially where I live.
You take the classes. We got a spot for you.
Okay.
We're
I'm
going
to take
the class.
As a matter of fact, I was Googling it right now because, honestly, you know, we have our own little secrets of what happens in our life. But I'm going to keep it 100 for you. I didn't try to kill myself, but I tried to hurt myself many years ago, back in the 90s.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, when you get taken to the hospital, they put you on a 72-hour hold as a suicide watch. And that is not a good feeling because then you start getting labeled. But then I look at the scars and I look at myself and say, you know what, God, it wasn't to kill myself. It was just to hurt myself. And why was I hurting myself? Because I wasn't getting the attention that I needed.
Mm.
At a young age in the 90s, as a matter of fact, I was pregnant at the time. And now I look at that scar every day, and I just smile because God saved me. He saved me.
Amen. Amen.
And I
want
to be able to save somebody else.
Well, taking classes, we're going to get you involved as you're already involved with P2P, but we got a spot that we've been assigned to open up, and it's never too much. So, yeah, do that. Let's make it happen. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Pastor Terry, your closing remarks.
Yes, I just want to tell all the listeners and especially the younger generation, that you are not alone. And those that don't know how to utilize the Holy Spirit, that we're here to teach them and help them with that so they'll know the Holy Spirit. But in the meantime, that we are available. We're available on social media. I'm Terry Herbert, H-E-R-B-E-R-T, Terry, T-E-R-R-I. And I am available. Message me. My messenger goes straight to my phone number. It's 714-683-9925. 714-683-9925. And I am available here to listen to you. Praise be to God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to be putting together a track sheet of all of our information, all of our numbers, all of our emails. You can reach me, you already know, 562-413-3710 at the P2P Community Hotline. 562-413-3710. You can also email me at PastorE2000@P2PCommunityDevelopment.onMicrosoft.com. OnMicrosoft.com. Again, PastorE2000@P2PCommunity.onMicrosoft.com. Email me. It comes right to my phone. We'll get right at you. If anything else you may need help with, please use those assets also. We are available for you. As I said, we're going to be putting together a spreadsheet that's going to have our information that we can post on all of our pages, all of our things. We're serious about this. And it's just not, we getting serious about everything. It's just not suicide, cancer, and prevention, and medical, and health, and all the things that we come up every month. There's something new. We're just going to be adopting and taking on these assignments that we can grow and have, unless they have no table unturned. Amen. Family, we love you. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. But the most important thing that you cannot leave here today without knowing is that you are God's greatest miracle. Start acting like it. Don't listen to that voice in the back of your head saying, I don't even listen to him. He crazy. He don't know nothing. Well, I might not know nothing, but I know somebody who does, and his name is Jesus. And he says that if you would just confess your sins, that he is faithful and just to forgive them. That simple. Come on home. Come to us. Be family. And remember, pray every day, and you'll get answers. We love you guys.
Dear Father, we come before you, not asking you for anything, but thanking you for everything. Over infinity of time, you have continued to answer our prayers, granting us countless blessings. No matter who we are or where we come from, no matter what other people may say or think, you have been there. Thank you, Father, for your authorship of all life, for it is in your name that we pray.